Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan behavior at the Steelers-Chargers game with a couple of incidents that have gotten viral attention warrant us having a discussion about whether or not those incidents reflect the atmosphere and environment at Steelers night games. And if for some reason you don't know what I'm talking about, you've got a fan headbutting another fan and starting a fight in the stands.
Those are two Steelers fans, mind you. Those Steeler fan on Steeler fan.
And then, much worse, you have a Steelers fan with his hand around the neck of a female Chargers fan who was also pregnant that was captured by a photographer. That occurred in, like, the first couple of rows of the stadium, so it wasn't even in, like, the 500 level. This is like the quote-unquote wine and cheese section.
Oh, no, you could reach up and actually touch the people involved if you were on the field.
Yeah. So I'll just start with you on it, Chris. Do you think that this reflects the atmosphere and environment of Steelers night games? And is this when we talk about why Art Rooney says we don't want as many night games, we'd prefer to play day games, and then their attendance for a big game played in decent weather was 61,000 when seating capacity at Heinz Field is almost 69,000? It was one of their lightest attended games of the year on Sunday.
Is it a reason why he doesn't want night games? Maybe. I just think that overall they think that day games will draw better and people will be more willing to come out.
Why?
Because they won't have to get up in the morning for work as early and they won't be back home at midnight. I think it's a practicality
thing.
So this
thing. is about Art Rooney, many Steelers fans having,
you know, got to get my glass of milk. Yeah, I can't be out late at night.
So many Steelers fans are gainfully employed.
Yeah. The other, in terms of, is it a Steelers games at night thing? I'm not trying to go broad-based and deflect here. I think it's an NFL fan thing in general. This is like what the NFL cultivates, man. It's the most violent sport that encourages the most sort of hardcore fandom of a team, right? I know fantasy football has softened that for some people, but when you get the people that are still willing to dress up like the one guy in that the Chargers fan situation, dressed up in a full L.A. Chargers suit, right? When you get that person, they're coming to the stadium and they've got intentions. One, to drink a ton of beer or whatever their drink of choice is. And two is to get rowdy and get loud, whether they're in the wine and cheese seats or not. This is what the NFL cultivates, man. This is what they are. This is what they attract.
But let me just object to that for a second. So the passion that fans convey by how they act and how they dress at games, how is that any different from big time college football, where you see people at Penn State games with shoulder pads on and masks for games, face painted white and blue?
Oh, I know.
Every West Virginia tailgate I've been to has had people decked out in gear like that. You see, just like in NFL games, if you're watching college football on Saturdays, you see beer advertisers and beer endorsements and advertisements the entire game. But my experience is that the NFL crowd is a more rambunctious, possibly violent crowd than the college football crowd.
I haven't noticed it to be appreciably different, and you don't have to go far online to find plenty of fan fight videos from either sport. To me, it's germane to football in this country, what it brings out of people. Like, here's the other thing, too. I can go to a baseball game or even a hockey game and have a couple of beers. The beer is not really, for me, the problem. It's if I'm at a baseball game, I feel like I'm relaxing out of my backyard for the afternoon,
yep.
You know?
I agree
with
that.
And when I'm at an NFL game, it just feels like everybody's charged up. Everybody's on edge. The physicality of it gets everybody in a certain kind of way that when it's mixed with people who've maybe been tailgating for 6-7 hours, got problems.
But I don't think you can just make the blanket statement that the atmosphere at every NFL game among every NFL fan base is the same. Would you say that Raiders fans behave like Packers fans or that Cowboys fans behave like Bills fans?
Not in mass, maybe.
No.
But the worst of the worst all looks roughly the same. It's some guy, it almost always is a guy, instigating it, who's had too much, going in and getting real proud about something and saying, you want a piece of this? And then if somebody does, they do.
I would say that Raiders fans and Bills fans have the worst reputations. Raiders fans because they're the most violent, and Bills fans because they're the most drunk.
Bills fans have a reputation that to me is comparatively harmless. They just like to do harm to themselves by flying through tables that they set on fire.
Right, but it's not a family-friendly atmosphere. It's a gigantic party where everyone is, you know, drunk out of their minds, and they're throwing sex toys on the field. That's not exactly something.
They're doing WWF stuff in the parking lot.
You're not taking Lennox to that.
Well, no, and that's something that has come up on this station. I know it's come up. I'm sure it's come up with you before in our previous shows. People saying, "I won't take my child to a Steelers game or to a football game in general." And if they do, it's going to be to a pit game because they feel the atmosphere is more relaxed. I understand
well, right.
that.
How do you explain that then? If you're saying football brings out this kind of behavior in fans, why do they say that the pit atmosphere is any different from the Steelers atmosphere just because there are fewer fans?
Yeah, fewer people, I mean, I think breeds that. You're also at a Steelers game, even though you're not selling out, you're sitting close together, so you're kind of like, you're in close quarters, and there's way more chances to have to deal with or confront a person that's bothering you. Like in this Charger-Steeler fan fight, it's because the Chargers suit guy was allegedly standing up a lot and blocking people's view. So people get ornery.
So his wife or girlfriend got choked for that.
I think that's appalling, obviously. I don't understand what comes over somebody who's at a game like that to say this is a good idea for me to get physical like this with anybody. Of course. Doubly so because it's a pregnant woman in the video.
Because I think people are looking at these videos and these photographs and they're using them as Exhibit A as to why they don't go to NFL games, Steelers games, and more specifically Steelers games at night.
Well, okay, so you go to West Virginia games sometimes with Amanda, correct?
Yeah, we probably go to one or two games a year.
Do you feel safe when you're at those games?
Yes.
Because that's because you're cheering for the home team, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think that helps.
Like, if Syracuse was playing a non-con game there in Morgantown for football.
I honestly think the time of day would make a difference.
And you were wearing – would you not wear a Syracuse jersey if it was a night game?
If it's a night game, I'd have to think about it. If it was a noon game, I absolutely would.
And you'd feel okay about that?
Yeah.
I think night games are worse in general because people have more time to get lubricated for them. And also, I think you're not getting a certain kind of fan that might – tailgate for a baseball game for 5 hours is still a different fan. It's like a thinking man's sport.
I also think that it's built in that the night games tend to be games that mean more.
I would agree with that.
There's more.
Well, Chargers Steelers got flexed to a night game.
Right. So already you have, you know, the emotional buy-in is greater.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.